This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is time to ask the CLO.
Ask.
Yes, ask. All right, here we go. Terrence in Staten Island writes, there's this chick at my job that came out and says she knows I'm married, but she wants me to come to dinner at her house. My mind says no, but my body wants to go see what she's cooking. Is it too dangerous?
My mind keeps telling me yes.
All right. Is it too dangerous to swing by her crib? Thank you for stopping that.
Yeah, it is, dog. It's way too dangerous. It's because it's you're gonna break your vows. You're gonna break your vows. It's too dangerous to do it, dog. I know what happens. Ladies, let me give you a clue. Here's what happens. Nobody escapes temptation in this life. Most men have faced it at one point in time. When you are faced with these tempting moments, somebody makes you an offer that sounds too good to be true. Only problem with that is you know what the suggestion and the implications are. You just, man, it ain't gonna hurt nothing. I'm gonna go over here and just talk. I'm gonna go over here and just sit up, watch a little TV, chill around. I'ma just see what this about. And that's the beginning of the end.
Yeah.
Because you can't fight that type of temptation repeatedly. You might can do it one time, but she gonna ask you back over there again. You might can hold yourself together twice, but you can't keep getting that temptation put in your face. You can't win. You have to remove yourself from the situation. Now, with that said, he going over there and it's going to be on and cracking. I'm just going to tell you what's finna happen.
Yeah.
I appreciate you having this moment for me, Unc, but I'm finna go do this.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be able to go over here and sit and just talk, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right.
But you ain't going to believe what she going to have on there walking that door.
What is not she gonna cooking?
Because she's not going to have on nothing she wear at work. You believe that?
All right. Moving on to Michaela in Charleston. Michaela writes, I've had many lovers, and I didn't mind being honest with my boyfriend because his body count is high as well. It's his boys that are giving him a hard time and making him second guess being with me. Why are men being catty like girls?
Why did you tell? What made you do that? Men are not like women. In the words of my father, Slick Harvey, who always told my older sisters, you can't do what I do and still be a lady. These double standards have been around for a long time.
Yeah.
If a man sleeps with all the women in the office, when he comes to work next day, he'll be Mr. Jackson. If the woman sleeps with all the men in the office, when she comes to work, she's going to be everything but the name her mama gave her.
Yeah.
Because those are the double standards.
Yeah.
And I didn't make them up.
Right.
And ladies, we've talked about this on the show. What is your maximum number that you are supposed to admit to?
Three
is the maximum number. Your first one, your ex, and your current. If there's a 10 behind that number, a zero, shut your mouth.
He said
I've been with three people.
Three. Yes.
Take that zero off of it.
Two, no. Shirley. I don't know if that's
what number did she give then?
Two.
Dog.
You got to.
She probably said about like 13.
10. Oh, 13.
That's a lie.
So you can't say that to a man.
How is that a lie? What's your number?
13.
If she's.
What?
You don't ever ask a man that.
Whatever.
You clutching your pearls.
You can ask me. But do you know something, man? Mm-hmm. If you really told the number as a man, mm-hmm. it would actually shock y'all. That number would throw you.
Mm-hmm. I believe three is the mm-hmm. magic number for the ladies listening.
That's it for ladies. Four tops.
Therapy after you get that number.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You look at me different. No, you really would look at me different.
With disgust.
Yeah. Ew.
All that motivational talks. What are you talking about? You need to go somewhere and wash.
You need to go somewhere and wash.
You need to go somewhere and wash.
Wow.
I'm not shaking your hand no more.
Like that. All right. Well, three it is from the man's perspective. All right. Moving on to Delano in Minneapolis. Delano writes, I had a date with a woman that said she is a high value female. Her purse and shoes said otherwise, so I thought she was trying to use me for an overpriced meal. I didn't go to the restaurant of her choice. I chose a less expensive one. Now she won't talk to me. Did I do the right thing or play myself?
Mm. Well, you did the right thing. If a woman won't eat with you because it's a lesser restaurant, you have a problem. Y'all just met. That's cool. You know. But now, also, bros, let me say this to y'all young men out here.
They went to the restaurant.
Huh?
Yeah, they did go. I mean, he just didn't go to the restaurant of her choice. He chose the less expensive one.
That's what I'm saying. But now, let me say this, young men out there. I don't know when the thing started, where the turn was made. Where you go Dutch, you don't pay for a woman's food. I don't know how that got started.
During women's liberation time and all that, when women wanted.
If you are pursuing a woman and you have a problem with paying for a dinner,
come school them. Come on.
You are setting yourself up for a massive amount of failure in life. Mm-hmm. Because one of our jobs as men is provision. And young brothers, I just want you to hear me. I ain't paying for that. We go Dutch till I find out what it's going to be. No, bro. It's just a simple act of chivalry. It's a simple act of kindness. If you can't invest in a plate of food, what's your willingness to invest in a future, a life, a family? You have to practice being great. Greatness is a practice. You don't just get to be great. You don't just get to be a man. You have to practice manhood. And it's okay. And if it turned out that it's wrong, then you understand that's you just put that in the loss column. Gotta take some hits, man.
Yeah.
The Dutch don't even go Dutch no more. You know what I mean?
That's why I be at Chili.
That's your input.
Welcome back, nephew. All right. Let's keep it stupid.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.